Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thank you for tuning in again to another episode of USA Unsolved, where we look at unsolved murders and disappearances surrounding the Asian population in the United States. Just as a reminder, if you are aware of any cases that fit into this category, please do not hesitate to contact me via email. If there's sufficient information, I will make sure to cover it as a regular episode. With that said, today we will be looking into an unsolved murder of a young woman who was studying in the United States as an exchange student. Despite being with a group of people only hours before her death, no evidence was ever found to link a viable suspect to her murder. Her name is Kasahara Mikiko. Let's begin. Not much background information is available for Kasahara Mikiko, but from the bits that I was able to find, she was born likely around the year 1980 or 1981, born and raised in Japan. Around the year 2000, she decided to apply for an English as a second language course as an exchange student at Texas Lutheran University. After about a year and a half, she completed the program and afterwards successfully enrolled and became a full-time student. Texas Lutheran University is located in a city called Seguin. This is not a city most people have probably heard of unless you're familiar with Texas, but to paint a better picture, it is about 30-some miles northeast of San Antonio and about 50 miles south of Austin. People who came across Mikiko all have the same things to say about her. She was hardworking, a gentle person, and was always open to speaking to people and hanging out. She assimilated quickly and had no trouble making new friends. So what exactly happened to Mikiko? The events took place on December 14th, 2002. But before we get to that, we have to turn the clock back to December 13th, 2002, the day before her death. Mikiko, despite being a foreign student in a country far from her family and everything she grew up with, was doing very well. She had just completed her first semester as a full-time student, and in fact, she did so well in her classes that she even made the dean's list. So this gave her cause for celebration. The semester was coming to an end. Mikiko outdid herself, and she was proud of herself, as she should be. So on the evening of December 13, 2002, which was also many people's favorite day, aka Friday, she hosted a small gathering at her apartment with some of the friends she made along the way. It was said a good portion of those that attended were also Japanese exchange students, which would make sense. The party at her home went on for many hours, with the last guest departing the next morning at around 5 a.m., December 14th. Nothing strange was said to have happened at this gathering, as the other guests recounted later, after Mikiko's death, which made her murder even more confusing. At around 8 or 9 a.m., so only a few hours after the party was over, a neighbor of Mikiko's noticed a fire had started in one of her neighbor's home, so she immediately called the police and the fire department for assistance. Everyone arrived, but at this point, it was too late to salvage anything. The apartment had been ravaged by the fire, and now it became a case of investigating the cause and to see if there were any victims. And of course, there was. Mikiko's charred remains were found inside her bedroom, and an autopsy was immediately performed. Due to the burns she suffered, there were some aspects that the medical examiner could not determine. What they could find, though, strongly indicated it was homicide. According to their report, Mikiko, quote, died of homicidal violence, including, but not limited to, strangulation, unquote. Her larynx was damaged, and that could happen if enough pressure was put upon one's throat, Despite having hosted a party only hours before her death, no drugs or alcohol was found in her system. Either Mikiko was not a drinker, or she was simply not in the mood to drink. It was also determined that Mikiko had suffered a pelvic injury and also showed signs of hemorrhaging, which could be caused by a broken pelvic bone. As to what caused those injuries, though, it could not be determined. As for the fire, it was most likely a case of arson, most likely to cover up the murder, but they could not conclude on how and when the fire actually started. The main persons of interest were, of course, those that attended her party only hours prior. All party guests were brought in for questioning, not necessarily as suspects, but perhaps they could think of something or someone that stood out, something that they didn't think much of at the time. After multiple interviews, though, none of the guests were identified as a suspect. Another angle the police tried to look into was motive. Who would have motive to kill Mikiko in such a violent manner? Someone who knew her and held a grudge, or someone who did not know her at all but just happened to be there as the party was wrapping up and saw it as their chance to commit a crime. While the apartment was badly destroyed, investigators were still able to look around and certain things stood out to them. They ruled out robbery, as everything belonging to Mikiko was still at her apartment. None of her valuables appeared to be missing. However, there was one very strange thing. A laptop was recovered in Mikiko's apartment, and somehow they were able to get it to work. Mikiko's time of death was said to have been between 6 a.m. and when the fire was fully ablaze, so between 6 to probably 8 or 9 a.m. Around that time, investigators found that someone had accessed a pornography website searching specifically for Asian female porn on that laptop. While this information is strange and stood out to everyone, it did not seem to help with pinpointing the police to a specific suspect. As the surface of the laptop was damaged by the fire, the police were unable to retrieve any fingerprints or such. What have the police said about this case, and what do they believe happened? While cause of death is undetermined, it is believed to be homicide. The police interviewed many people, and while most were not under suspicion, they did state that, quote, others remain suspects, unquote. If that is the case, it would require more hard evidence to get to the next step. Law enforcement are also quite positive that it was a man who committed the murder, but not a Japanese man. Without further evidence, they cannot say what most people are probably thinking of. Maureen Watson was the then captain of the Seguin Police Department who was handling Mikiko's case. She reportedly has multiple binders filled with statements, assessments, and evidence on Mikiko's case, but it has always haunted her that she was unable to solve her murder. This, then, leads me to Mikiko's family. Of course, as any other family would be, they were devastated. It's especially upsetting to know that your loved one died thousands of miles away, probably alone and in pain. Mikiko's mother traveled to Texas to meet with the investigators, and via a translator, Maureen relayed Mikiko's mother's sentiments to the press. Quote, I met with her mother and I broke down at one point and she was holding my hand. We were going through a translator and we were both in tears. She looked at me and said, I know you've done your best. You have to let it go. She was giving me what I wanted to give her. Unquote. This is very forgiving of her, and I truly feel terrible that she had to be put in this position. What do you think happened to Mikiko? Or rather, what do you think the motive was? As we do not have a lot of information on her friends who attended her party, it was difficult to say for certain if it was friend A or friend B. Two things stood out to me, and they may or may not be linked. The first one is her broken pelvic bone, and the second was the laptop with the Asian female porn search history. In plain words, this makes me believe it was a man who perhaps had an Asian fetish, or perhaps had a very strong obsession with Mikiko. The broken pelvic bone can indicate signs of rape, but as mentioned, Mikiko's body at the time was too damaged to retrieve further information. It may not have been someone who attended her party, but if it was, they could have left, then returned a bit later, perhaps under the guise of forgetting something in her apartment. Once they entered again, they attacked her. On the other hand, it could have been a total stranger, or someone she knew of but was not close to. Perhaps someone she went to school with, or perhaps a neighbor. They may have been stalking her, lurking around her apartment. Another thing regarding the porn search history is the words used by law enforcement. They said, quote, Asian female porn, unquote. And if it was a Japanese man searching for porn, it would not seem likely that they would use those specific words. Again, this is my personal opinion, and I cannot confirm if the words chosen by law enforcement was deliberate or just to relay information. On the 10th year after Mikiko's death, the Texas Lutheran University laid a brick with Mikiko's name on their memorial walk. The police have also confirmed that they are still looking into Mikiko's case, as they are not willing to let her death go unsolved. Detective Jamie Diaz took over as lead detective after Maureen Watson retired, and he told the press that he keeps a photo of Mikiko to remind him that justice still needs to be served. And I would agree. If you have any information on Kasahara Mikiko's death, please reach out to the numbers listed in the show notes. Please also help share this case with anyone you know who attended Texas Lutheran University at the time or lived in the area. It's important to spread the word, as many times we don't know what we know until we are made aware of it. Thank you for tuning in, and please remember to stay safe out there. Till next time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.